I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody locked in and tuned in all over North America. Shout outs to Manny Rodriguez. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And shout outs to you, everybody listening all over the country. Whether you are in California, whether you are in Toronto, you could be in Miami, you could be here in Atlanta with me, you could be in Texas, Chicago, you could be up in New England. Shout outs to everybody listening in Boston, WEEI. What's up, Kansas City? Shout outs to Buffalo. We had a caller hitting us up from Anchorage, Alaska. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, happy Friday night. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are cool. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm on the internet where people waste their time. I'm at JR Sport Brief. The show gets started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, every weeknight. It's a Friday night, so people have a extra drink and people do weird things on Friday. Hopefully, whatever you're doing, if it's weird, hopefully it is also safe. Anyway, it's been a busy day before we hit the night. All these conversations about Shohei Ohtani. Where the hell is he going? Where is he not going to go? All these rumors. I mean, we had one reporter swearing up and down today that he was in Toronto, and he was not. John Morosi actually just had to put out an apology, just letting everybody know that he feels bad. He let all the fans down that he reported this news about Ohtani being in Toronto. Now, next time, you better check your sources, buddy. A matter of fact, here is the latest. Jim Bowden, he was on CBS Sports Network earlier today, and he gave the latest on Shohei Ohtani, and it didn't include him being in Toronto having dinner reservations. Listen to this.
So I've talked to the clubs that are still involved in the Ohtani sweepstakes, and the three teams, the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, and the Giants. I mean, the Cubs are still technically alive. The Angels are still technically alive, but everything has pointed to the Dodgers, Blue Jays, and Giants being the last three teams that are left standing here. I've talked to sources of mine from each of those teams. They tell me that no announcement is imminent and that he has not made his decision yet. And his representatives have told me that the negotiations are ongoing, and that's where it stands. So, you know, that doesn't mean something couldn't happen over the weekend, but we are being told the process continues.
All right. This is like an episode of Star Wars. The process continues. Shohei Ohtani is going to let everybody know within the week where the hell he's going to go. And I think he'll be a Dodger. We talked about the NBA in-season tournament. The finals go down tomorrow. Tyrese Halliburton representing the Pacers. LeBron James representing the Los Angeles Lakers. They're going to be competing for the championship. That's going to be live on ABC tomorrow night at 8:30, which means the game probably won't start until 9 p.m. That's how they swindle you in for the stupid pregame. Anyway, Tyrese Halliburton, he spoke to the media today, and he basically said, man, facing LeBron is going to be so damn cool because I grew up and LeBron was my idol.
like any kid born in 2000, LeBron was my favorite player growing up. You know what I mean? And it's hard for him not to be for a lot of us. And so growing up, I was a Cavs fan, then a Heat fan, then a Cavs fan again, then a Lakers fan before I got drafted. You know, it's just how it went. And so to be able to compete against him in the championship is kind of like a storybook a little bit, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But that's the great part about being in the NBA is getting to compete against, you know, your idols on a nightly basis. So I really look forward to that.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Lakers, man. I want to see LeBron beat the young guy. I mean, we're going to have plenty of years to watch Tyrese Halliburton. I want to see LeBron just beat all the young dudes. That's it. And then LeBron, I want to see him play with his son and then get the hell up on out of here. That'll be a nice story for him. And speaking of LeBron's son, damn it, we got an update. Yeah, Bronny James actually practiced. Now, he started practice yesterday for USC. Apparently, he was back at it again today. And it looks like Bronny James is going to make his debut on Sunday. Tell me that wouldn't be a nice weekend for LeBron James. If he can win tomorrow, that very next day he watches his son in his college basketball debut, that would be cool. This is what SportsCenter had to say earlier today about LeBron James Jr.
This is a developing story on SportsCenter. And how great is this to see Bronny James at practice today for USC, getting ever closer to playing in a game. This, of course, after he suffered cardiac arrest in July. He's been working his way back after surgery to treat a congenital defect. Went through his first full contact practice yesterday.
Good. Even more reason. Let LeBron win tomorrow night. Not let him win, but I hope he wins. And then I hope he can watch his son play. Nice story for anybody. I don't care if you're LeBron James or the dude down the block. Always great to see your kids come through with milestones and accomplishments in their lives. And so I'll be checking out the in-season tournament final tomorrow, and then I'm going to roll into Sunday like everybody else, getting ready for some football. We got Army-Navy tomorrow, yes, I know. And then we obviously talked about the Heisman, which will be awarded tomorrow as well. I told you that I believe Jaden Daniels is going to walk away with that big old trophy representing LSU. He'd be the third dude to ever win it coming out of LSU and Baton Rouge, and he would be the second quarterback to win it following the dude who won it a few years ago. You might have heard of him. His name is Joe Burrow. And so once we get past Army-Navy and the Heisman, I'm looking forward to this game. We're going to have the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys again. All of those damn close games that the Eagles decided to win all year long, it feels like. It's like things have finally caught up. We saw them get smashed last week, 42-19. The 49ers are just taking everybody's lunch, and the Eagles happen to be the latest victim. And so the Eagles are going to take on the Cowboys in Dallas, and the winner is ultimately going to take first place in the NFC East. The last time that these teams played, it was basically a month ago, and the Eagles won that by the hair on their chinny chin chin, the final score 28-23. Now the Eagles, after that ass whooping, decided to make some changes, or at least one major change. They decided to add Shaquille Leonard. I can't keep up with which name he goes by now. My apologies. They decided to bring him in at linebacker. Linebacker has been a weak point here for the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it happens to be injury and replacements. N'Kobe Dean is out, and so Shaq Leonard is in, and the Indianapolis Colts basically thought that he was washed, especially after his back and leg issues and pushing off and having power. This is someone who's been a three-time Pro Bowler who is still rounding into shape, but it's probably going to be a better option for the Eagles. It's been 6 days that he's been on the roster, and he's likely going to be out there getting the start. Now, the Cowboys, we know that they have been playing on a completely different level. 14-game home winning streak. They're going to try to make it 15. Dak Prescott leads the world right now, the NFL, because who else plays football? Nobody. He leads the world with 26 touchdowns. This man has entered into the MVP race. The Dallas Cowboys actually look like a competent team. CeeDee Lamb, one of the best wide receivers in the game. We already know about Michael Parsons. This man will sack you in a game and then talk about you on his podcast. Things look good for the Dallas Cowboys, right? Yeah, I mean, even Dak Prescott, you know, the last time he spoke to the media, he's like, yeah, you got to get hyped up, getting ready to take on the Eagles. This is an important part of our season. Listen to Dak.
Yeah, because these are the moments that we've prepared for, to be honest with you. I mean, not that we didn't for all these other past games, but, you know, we understood that we need all of these games. But this is the stretch in the season when you look at the schedule that you had to be excited about. And obviously, as the season has played out and the numbers have gotten where they've gotten, you see the division right here in potential grabs. You see the other playoff teams that you're going to play in the back end of this thing. These are the moments that we've prepared for, we've built for, that we've worked this culture for, this brotherhood, and that's why we've got to be detailed.
Okay. The Dallas Cowboys are on a run here. I'm going to go ahead and give them the edge at home. Maybe the Eagles come through and bounce back, and I know people called up early this week and said this was the punch in the mouth that the Eagles needed, that they needed a reset, that things weren't going to go their way. They were towing the line in these victories. Well, Jalen Hurts talked about that, and he said, we as a team, well, damn it, we got to bounce back. Listen to Jalen Hurts.
I think that's one thing there. You know you're going to get everybody's best every time you play someone, especially when you're a good football team and you've been able to do the things you've done. And, you know, we've had some, we've definitely been challenged and stretched out in a ton of different ways, but it's about remaining resilient through it and always responding the right way, whether it's a win or a loss.
Okay, all right. I guess that's the way you look at it. I think people are going to start looking at Nick Sirianni cross if they get smashed in this game. But things, let me go back a step. Yeah, the Eagles are battling adversity, right? I mean, how much adversity can you have? You got two losses on the season here. The Dallas Cowboys have their own adversity because Mike McCarthy had an appendectomy on Wednesday. This man is expected to stand on the sidelines on Sunday and coach the Dallas Cowboys. Now, that's not to say that, you know, an appendectomy is just like a tap on the wrist, you know, and he's all fine. He could very well wake up and be like, I'm hurting some more and I can't go. It's not like Mike McCarthy is the prime example of health out here. Now, having said that, I guess Jerry Jones would be, you know, I guess he's everything. He'd be a doctor. Jerry Jones, yes, that Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, he was on 105.3 The Fan, and he was asked about Mike McCarthy, and he took the opportunity to update everybody on Mike McCarthy, and then he went into an old man soliloquy about how at one point he had his own appendix removed. Listen to the great Jerry Jones.
Well, I think I'm just concerned about immediately go to his immediate well-being and his health. And you're absolutely right. Anytime you have surgery, I think is serious enough for concern. And that manifests itself a lot of ways. I know when I had mine out, you stayed in the hospital 10 days. So it was a hospitalized thing automatically for a length of time. Mine had ruptured while I was in college, and frankly, I would appear with had bouts of terrible nausea. I remember we played Texas A&M, and I was so weak that I couldn't even go in or couldn't even get dressed. And they said, well, you're the only one that knows the plays behind Tommy Brazier, who's a great pro coach later on. And he gets hurt the first play. And I was so weak and nausea that I couldn't even think about playing. Well, I ran out there and played, graded out the best game I ever played the best I'd ever played. It all went away when you hit the heat of the action.
Damn it. I was waiting on him to tie it back to Mike McCarthy, but he never did it. I guess that was the point. In the heat of the action, Mike McCarthy is going to be fine, even though he just had surgery.
Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Yeah, Jerry Jones, he's kind of spicy, man.
get your damn act together.
Oh, my God. Hey, Manny, how many Jerry Jones angry clips do you have? I mean, sheesh.
Shep only got three up in the system right here. Here's the last
three?
One.
Three? What's the other one?
Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Oh, there's a duplicate. Ah, Shep, bad job.
So the two of them is Jerry Jones telling somebody to shut up, the guys from the fan. And what's the other one?
Get your damn act together.
Got to get your damn act together.
Wow. Look, I mean, for a guy in Jerry Jones who's been very clear in the past that if, God forbid, anything ever happened to him, that there's a defensive coordinator, formerly head coach of the Falcons, that he would send downstairs, Mike McCarthy's probably like, man, I got no choice but to show up to work because Jerry Jones wants to get rid of me anyway. It's like, yeah, they took out my appendix, and if I can't show up to work, Dan Quinn takes my job. Like, Mike McCarthy be the only dude who gets Wally pipped as a head coach in the season because he got hurt on the, well, not on the job. It's his appendix. Anyway, good luck to him in his recovery. He going to stand around on the sidelines? Okay. All right. Now, not to get into coaches and fitness, but these coaches ain't in the best of shape now. Mike McCarthy is going to be standing there. He ain't going to be moving around too much. And I think the Dallas Cowboys are still going to walk away with this W. Let's see if the Cowboys can go on a little bit of a roll. Despite that, I could care less what they do in the regular season. Let me know when they make some moves in the postseason. Are they going to go ahead and, I don't know, beat the Niners? Are they going to go ahead and beat the Eagles if they got to face them again? Sick of the Dallas Cowboys in the regular season. Wake me up when you do something in the playoffs. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Greg. He's calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, great show today. Great show last night. Oh, my God, you're hitting on all cylinders. My Josh Allen, you're brutally honest. You're correct. LeBron James, that would be fantastic. Dallas Cowboys, yes, I give them the edge. But here's the question I got to ask you, my friend.
Yes.
Ohtani, it seems like when we give great stars big contracts going forward, it seems like they just don't produce. Is it economical to give this man $600 million. I know he is, for lack of better words, a freak of nature, and he's going to draw people, but do you think that the injury it's a possibility right around the corner?
Yeah, I mean, the guy has already had two surgeries on his arm, so that is a major concern. When you look at Shohei Ohtani, and thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan, when you look at Shohei Ohtani, one of the first questions I have is, how much longer is he really, really going to pitch? I mean, he's coming off of, as I mentioned, two surgeries already to his arm. He's 29 years old, sitting on 30. Like, you're going to sign him to a four-year deal and you think he's going to be pitching 4 years from now? He's already going to miss this season. And so what he's getting, a four-year, five-year deal? You're going to expect him to do what? He ain't a pitcher who's going to throw 200 innings a season, not as he gets older. So it's real complicated. And so I don't think it's a matter of, hey, it's human nature. We've now paid Shohei Ohtani, and now he's going to not have the motivation to go out there and perform and earn it. I think it's more so about, hey, we are paying a guy. It wouldn't matter who it is. He's doing a lot. He's hitting. He's pitching. And he's been hurt. Is it going to be worth it for a team to win a championship that way? It might. And I think that's what it is. That's why we don't have none of these small market, no nothing, teams that ain't got no money going after Shohei Ohtani because they can't afford it. They can't afford to say, oh, we're going to pay him 4 or 5 years, an ungodly amount of money, and only attempt to win one World Series. Yankees can get away with that. Dodgers can get away with that. You want me to say Toronto, but I'm not. It's okay. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. This is the game that we have on Sunday Night Football. We got Jalen Hurts. We have Dak Prescott leading the NFL in touchdowns. And then we have Mike McCarthy, who just had his appendix taken out. And it's been reported that he's going to show up to work on Sunday. And it's only an appendix. He probably will be at work. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. And then I want to talk to you about the other matchup that I really want to see. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Buffalo Bills. Never did I think the Bills would be sitting at 6-6 out of the playoff picture, but here we are. We'll talk more about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a busy Saturday before we get to Sunday. The Heisman tomorrow night. Army-Navy tomorrow afternoon. And then Sunday, we got two games that I'm really looking forward to. The nightcap, Sunday Night Football, we got the Philadelphia Eagles trying to get their act together against the hot Dallas Cowboys. 14-game home winning streak for the Cowboys. Unfortunately, their head coach Mike McCarthy had an appendectomy this past Wednesday. He should be fine to stand on the sidelines. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he won't be. I have no idea. Dak Prescott leading the world with touchdowns, 26 of them. We got the tush push on the other side by the Eagles. They've been kind of just riding hot and cold, but still getting away with victories. got punched in the mouth by the Niners. I'm going to give the Dallas Cowboys the edge at home. I mean, this game can go either way. It's not one of those, oh, my God, how could you pick this team or pick that one? But I'm going to give the Cowboys the edge. You know, I think that the Philadelphia Eagles, yes, it's going to be a massive disappointment if they go down to Dallas and lose this game. But ultimately, these are two teams that are going to be in the postseason. Whoever wins this game, and maybe it'll be temporary, maybe it won't, they're going to take control over the NFC East. But it's all about the playoffs. That's it. I mean, last season we saw the Eagles go to the Super Bowl and they lost. And last season we saw the Cowboys do what they do. They went to the playoffs and they lost. Maybe this season the Dallas Cowboys will actually get past the divisional round. Possibly. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls and then we can get into the Chiefs and the Bills. Let's go ahead and talk to Damon. He's calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Damon.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Amazing. What's up, man?
I can't complain. The only thing that I really wanted to say or I wanted to get into was I did want to eat a little crow because I always call in and talk about my Eagles, but we got smacked last week. But on to this week. I believe the Eagles need to separate between the Cowboys and San Fran because basically it's been Cowboys, Eagles, San Fran all year, and now it's time to separate because if we would have beat San Fran last week, there probably basically wouldn't have been a question of who's the best team in football.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No, that's tough, man. It's really difficult to play the if we game when y'all didn't. I mean, they just got their asses whooped 42-19. And the Eagles have been playing a lot of these games over the past several weeks. They've been playing these games close. It's not like they've been winning in dominating fashion. So I wouldn't agree with that.
Okay, well, my last little point is I understand what you're saying about you even kind of playing it close to the vest or squeaking them out.
Yeah.
But think about the gauntlet that they say that we had to play. So even if we lose to the Cowboys, we're going to go 4-2 through the biggest gauntlet of the season by any team.
I'm not disputing that. And this is how I kind of view teams in the postseason. Thank you, Damon, for calling from VA. The Eagles are one of the teams that I really don't care what they do throughout the course of the regular season, except for how ugly or how bad do they look when they were on the way. That's it. Because I expect the team that went to the Super Bowl last year, and no, they're not returning the exact same roster. They didn't have a guy like Jalen Carter there, and it's not exactly the same. But I know or I feel strongly that they're going to go to the playoffs. And then after that, it's okay. What did they look like on the way there? That's it. Okay? That's it. If you got to take a look at the Eagles and the rest of their season, the games that remain, they take on Seattle. They have two games against the New York Giants. Maybe they split that because the last game, maybe they don't even play. And then they have another game against Arizona. And so, yeah, the Philadelphia Eagles, this is going to be their toughest game to finish out the season. And then it gets a little lighter after that. So for the Eagles, what are you doing when you go to the playoffs? That's all I care about. What are you going to do against the Cowboys if you face them again? What are you going to do against the Niners? That's just what it boils down to. Ain't nobody looking at this game and the rest of the season feeling like, oh, man, oh, the Eagles stink. Oh, who cares? They got an MVP. He ain't winning no MVP this year, but he's an MVP caliber talent in Jalen Hurts. What do y'all do in the postseason? We got enough teams that are good, but not good enough to win it. And that's going to move me into getting into the Chiefs and the Bills, and we'll do that on the other side of the break. Let's get another caller in. Sean is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Sean?
Hey, JR. I just got to say, you got a lot of patience tonight with some of these callers. But with the Ohtani thing, if he I have no intentions of ever seeing him play for Toronto, but it wouldn't make sense for him financially. if he signed with Toronto, wouldn't his taxes like cut his pay in half?
Well, man, Sean, I don't know about that, especially given whatever the hell taxes he has to pay in Japan versus what he has to pay in the United States of America. His situation is real unique. I have to plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, because a friend of mine was telling me, he was like, you know, I mean, I don't know any of this, but he was saying he would have to pay U.S. taxes plus Canadian taxes. So by the time he was done, if he got $600 million, he would only get like $320 million out of it. So a lot of players, you know, they go to different states because they don't have to pay, you know, whatever taxes and all. And they get
athletes, money. The athletes do – there's a complicated system here. And but I can't tell you everything because I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything. But I have looked at this in the past. When you're a professional athlete, you are getting taxed in every place that you show up to work. That much I know. Now, what the rate is and whether or not they'd end up splitting and taking half of what he would earn, I'm not so sure or certain on that. But, yeah, there'd be tax implications. It's a complicated system, Sean.
Gotcha. Now, I got one question about my sad sack Steelers.
Why? Go ahead. You gonna tell me about firing Mike Tomlin?
No.
Okay.
My only question is, why do they keep doing the same thing over and over when it comes to the quarterback? They keep throwing Trubisky out there whenever Kenny goes down.
So what do you want, Mason? You want Mason out there?
But when it comes to Mason, when he went in for Ben, he did a yeoman's job, you know, whatever. But every time you put Trubisky in, it's like the first thing he does is turn it over, change it up, throw him out there, let him hand it off, be a game manager, do whatever, and try to, you know, keep the game close. But it's like Trubisky, when you put him in there, it's like you already know what's coming. Stop doing the same thing over and over. It don't make no sense to me.
Sean, I got to be honest to you. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and looked at a menu and said, none of these things look appealing? That ever happened to you? And you said, I don't want to eat this no more. Has that ever happened?
Brother, I'm an exterminator. I go into restaurants all night long.
Okay.
So,
you go, I can't use the word that's on my mind. You go into crappy restaurants, right? And you look at all types of disgusting things in there. And you want to leave.
Yep.
Now, if I got to think about the Steelers and the quarterback situation, how about every option on the menu sucks? And so you're basically asking me, do I want dry chicken or do I want dry steak? The answer is neither. And so the Steelers are not going to do anything. Talking about Mason Rudolph instead of Mitch Trubisky is not going to change what the season outlook would be. You know what I'm saying? Ain't going to win nothing, no way.
You can
stammer, but I don't think you're gonna disagree. No, come on.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just, it's like we were 7-5, still in, or 7, whatever, still in the playoff hunt. You want
Sean,
somebody who could probably keep you,
Sean,
with a chance to get to the playoffs. I know.
Sean, hold on, and I gotta let you go because I gotta hit the news. You know as well as I do that before the season started, the Steelers weren't going to win a damn thing, and they were probably going to be at or around 500. And that's exactly where they were, and they ain't going to win anything until they get a quarterback. And that's something they don't have. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Maryland. Come on. Let's put Mason Rudolph. Like, if we have to have that conversation, that means your season is done.
Okay? We do not care.
I love when he says that. It's not that we don't care. That's the wrong placement. The fact is, the Steelers are going nowhere. Come on. Kenny Pickett showed what he is. Mike Tomlin had to run out week after week and tell you how great Kenny Pickett was in the fourth quarter. Well, what about the other three quarters, okay? That's Kenny Pickett, the starter. That's who they wanted out of Pitt. And now we got to talk about Mitch Trubisky. Season done, okay? Season was done with Kenny Pickett. The season was good enough just to be okay. And now he gone with had to do surgery on his leg because of a high ankle sprain. So whatever optimism you had of the season for them to at least look decent, close that book. Not even turn the page. Close the book. For the Steelers right now, do you go to the postseason or do you not? Are you at above 500 or are you not? Either way, the season is done. My apologies to all the fans out there with the terrible towels. It's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And it's not just the Steelers. Pick any team. Any team trying to figure out their quarterback situation. You're cooked. That's it. You don't have a quarterback. You ain't winning jack. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to get into these Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Speaking of quarterbacks, yeah, we know that there's a bunch injured all over the NFL, and now we got dudes pulling groins, their own groin. Anyway, let me get out of this. It's time for a newsflash here on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Peter Schwartz.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot of callers on the line. Talking some NFL football. Been looking at the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to get into the Chiefs taking on the Bills. I want to take a look at all of the injuries that are the most recent injuries. We know about the dudes who've been out. We know about the guys who ain't coming back, the Deshaun Watsons of the world, the Kirk Cousins. But even for some of the upcoming games, there's some injuries that are just like another injury to a quarterback. And so we'll get into that next hour. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers. So let's go ahead and talk to Glenn from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm driving on the way. I'm driving home. So, you know, I just finished up work on my way home, just listening to you, enjoying the evening.
Well, thank you, man. When are you going to quit work?
When I win the lottery.
Okay. Do you need me to curse anybody out at your job?
Sorry, what?
Do you need me to curse anyone out at your job?
No. I like my job, actually.
Oh, that's good, man. Well, what else is going on? Yeah. What's up?
Okay. So when it comes to the Cowboys and Eagles, I'm not a fan of either. I'm a Patriots fan. I don't remember if you know that. But I want the Eagles to win just because outside of the Yankees fans, I probably dislike Cowboys fans more than anyone. They just seem arrogant. You haven't won anything in 28 years, and you're acting like you're the best team in the league. You know, whatever.
All right, you sound like a lot of folks, but continue on. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of hoping that he. Oh, I actually like the Eagles. I like Jalen Hurts. I like Kelsey. I like them as a team, even though you know they beat my Patriots in that Super Bowl. We won't talk about that one, but you know I do like them, and I kind of really want them to go that next step and actually win one this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams, man. I'd like to see the Ravens get there, and thank you, Glenn, for calling from Toronto. I want to see the wealth get spread out, right? If there are teams that I want to see the Buffalo Bills finally get one. I want to see the Ravens get one. These are teams that I would say they've been ahead of the line, or they've been at the top of the line. It's due time for the 49ers to pick up a new one. Like, I'd love to see the Cowboys get one. I think it'd be it'd be beaten into the ground about how they won, but I'd like to see Dak pick one up too. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Boston. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Talking about the Buffalo game, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with that team, but I think back when Cincinnati went up there and knocked them out from going into the Super Bowl, that team, in my opinion, has not been the same whatsoever. And more and more and more, it looks like that Stephon Diggs doesn't even want to be there. And I think Buffalo's biggest problem, to be honest with you, they have no running game. Like, what running game do they have besides Josh Allen running it? And going back to Dallas, I think Dallas has it too this week. And I hope they do, because I love Dak. And going back to what the caller said 5 minutes ago, I think Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches in the league. Thank you, brother. Love your show.
Oh, well, thank you, Paul, for calling from Boston. Uh-oh, you about to set something off. You start talking about Mike Tomlin.
We do not care.
No, you can't. Manny. I call for that one, man. I use that when I don't care, man.
Sorry, there wasn't a printed sheet of instructions for me. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
Blame Shep.
It's okay. Yeah, we could blame him. I love when he says that, but only when it's applicable to things that have nothing to do with him. Like, for instance, someone calls and says something about, pick a team, man. Just pick an arbitrary team. Pick one.
Seattle Seahawks.
We're going to talk about them in a minute. Like, hey, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Sure, okay.
That'd be a prime opportunity to just play the Mike Tomlin clip. That'd be a
We do game. Not care.
There you go. Now that makes more sense.
I think I understand the instructions now.
There you go. Now I've lost my train of thought. Now, people feel one way or another about Mike Tomlin. And we had a lot of callers last night hit us up from Pittsburgh. They want to fire him. What has he done? We don't care about being above 500. We want to win. And I'm like, how the hell are you going to win anything if you don't have a QB? Well, he selected the QB. Well, damn it. How many dudes just hit the lottery with the quarterback right out of the gate? And so it's real interesting how you have a whole segment of fans and football fans in general who, A, either love Mike Tomlin and think that he's a good coach, or B, I think even the people that are sick of him think he's a good head coach, but they just want a new voice. And I don't think that's the Steelers' way. I think the team would have to completely bottom out before Mike Tomlin is given the boot. I think it's facts. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel, the Uber driver, is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I just want to let you know that we're going to beat Detroit this Sunday. So just can put that on the book.
Okay. Now, you've been giving me your predictions for about, a year. And most of them are wrong.
No, they are not wrong. Sometimes I said, forget about it. Sometimes I said,
We're
going to do it Sunday.
Did you tell me that the Chicago Bears were going to go to the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah. It just fell apart.
Just from what?
Things just fall apart.
Oh, things fall apart. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right.
You know, but at the same token, I don't like, you know, I'm a Chicago Cubs fan, right? Die-hard Cubs fan. But I want that the guy that went, maybe I don't know who's going to be signing with, but that's not right. We don't, you know, he's supposed to be signing with the Chicago Cubs.
Ohtani?
Yeah, Ohtani, yeah.
You want Ohtani to sign with the Cubs? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. You know, Chicago Cubs, that's a big market. I don't know why it's
Because it gets cold, and why play in cold when you could play in Los Angeles? Do you play the lottery? You play lotto?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Okay, all right. Well, I could tell that you're not good at that.
If I win, I can share with you, right?
If you win money, you gonna give me some?
Oh, sure, I'll give you some. You're my guy.
All right, well, I'm going to keep that in mind if I ever watch the news and you win, okay? Go play the mega for me.
Yeah, man. Okay, you got a man of respect. I'm going to give you something.
Oh, thank you. Listen, man, I need it. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay.
All right,
have a nice weekend.
You as well, man. You as well. Shout out to Daniel, the Uber driver, who has a 4.99 Uber rating. Even though he calls me with passengers in the back, and I'm like, his passengers want to listen to me? I guess. I don't know. I'm not complaining. Not my Uber rating. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. Shout outs to everybody out there rolling around in them Ubers, the Lyfts. I don't know what else there is, but yeah, all the rideshare people. Go get that money. And if you're in the back order of them vehicles, make sure you tip accordingly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more football, more Chiefs, more Bills, more injuries to QBs. Unfortunately, got a quarterback who pulled his groin. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.